Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to the house of God. Are you happy here to be in the house of the Lord? Let's read Psalm 84. And let us read what David spoke of how he longeth to come to the house of God. Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it well. The rain also filled the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Amen. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. That always remind us of your good promises. Remind us to walk in your ways. Remind us to mend our ways and overcome our selfish ambition and our emotions, O God, and our wrong plans and wrong priorities, O Lord, to come back to you and to serve you, and to worship you, and to do what is right and just, O God. We thank you for your word that strengthens us. That as we come in before the Lord, as every one of us confess his sins to the Lord. As King David moved in the valley of Baca, the valley of crying and tears, drawing near to God, with your repentance, come and draw near to Him. Yes, O God. Forgive our sin and heal our land, O Lord. As we confess our sin and wrongdoing, O God, forgive and restore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord, my heart, and my flesh crieth out for the living God. O God, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. O God, forgive, restore, and fight, and bless and provide in the name of Jesus. Cry to the Lord now for your needs. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, O God. Our strength is in thee, and we cry out to you, Lord. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O Lord Jesus Christ, hear our prayer. Ask the Lord your needs, your problem. I pray, Lord, for miracles. I pray, O God, for those who are sick to be healed. Those who need job, provide for them. Those who have a problem, give them wisdom how to solve it. Those who want to come back to you, make a way for them to repent and to be restored in the name of Jesus. Those having struggled in relationship, help them, O God, to correct things according to your word and your will. I pray those who need favor, give them favor. Those who have a special needs, give them their needs, O God. Meet all their needs, O Lord, as they pray, as they come to you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Deal with the problem, deals with famine, deals with issue of life, deal with wars. Solve a problem in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your family and for your loved one. Pray for them to be saved in the name of Jesus. Pray if they have needs, they have problems. Pray for them and also pray for one another. Pray if somebody around you needs something, he needs a prayer, he's in trouble of certain things, to pray and intercede for that person. Yes, Lord. We pray for our families. We pray for our parents, our children, our husbands and wives, and brothers and sisters and relatives. We pray, O God, for them if they are unsaved. We pray that they will know you and follow you and know your ways and your commands in the name of Jesus. We pray for the people around us, solve their problems, O God, and I pray as they will. As you answer their prayers and petitions, let them know that you are a true God and we are your servant. O God, I pray, O God, for miracles as we are praying. I pray for relief. I pray for answer prayers. I pray for testimony. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. O God, help us and guide us, strengthen us. Let's pray for the nations. Let's pray for the nations that we came from. Let's pray for the nation where the church had been spread. Let's pray for Philippines, especially the volcano eruption. We pray, O God, that use this eruption to bring people back to you, O God, to bring churches and workers back to you, Lord. Let them realize how they fail you, how they compromise, that you allow such calamities to come. O God, I pray for your aid, your mercy, O God. I pray for your help for those who are repenting, O God. Those who want to come back to you and they are in that situation, help them, O God, relieve them, relieve the poor and needy, relieve the sick, relieve those from their houses have been affected or evacuated. Provide, O God, for the casualties and those who have been evacuated and lost their homes and the places of living. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the Middle East, O God. Pray for peace. We pray for those nations who cause troubles and cause wars, O God. Take them out from the region in the name of Jesus, O God. And use this opportunity for people to know you and follow you. Use all this hardship that you allow that the people, they would turn their faces toward the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, continue to pray for the nation that you came from. Nation of Philippines, nation of India, nation of Sri Lanka, nation of Indonesia, India, the Middle East, the country that you are in, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, America, Lord. Australia, Lord, whenever your church has to pray, we pray. We pray that you enable us, O God, to spread your word. We pray for the kings and those who are in authorities. We pray for UAE also. We pray, O God, for the kings and those in authority, wherever the places that your church has extended. We pray for them to be saved, and we pray that you will have opportunity to preach your word, O God. O God, I pray that our life will be a testimony to them, will attract them to you in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, help every one of us to realize that you have placed us in certain places, Lord, to preach your word, to declare your will. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Hear our prayer. Pray for yourself. Commit yourself to serve the Lord. Commit yourself for the commands of God. Tell him, Lord, I am willing to serve you. I am willing to bring your word. I am willing to do your will. Enable me, O God. Provide for me. Refill me once again with the Holy Ghost to preach your word to others who need you. Hear our prayer, O God. For a day in the courts of God is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I commit once again myself, Lord, to you. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself. Raise up your hand to him, to heaven, and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, we pray. We pray for more evangelism. I pray to use my brothers and sisters who are here and those who are in other places. O God, in UAE and in Oman, Kuwait, Middle East, Indonesia, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Lord, I pray you use their life to spread your word, to preach the gospel, to start a new Bible study, to evangelize to their families, to their friends, to their lovely ones. O God, we pray. O God, as a church, as we come to serve, as we come to pray, we are committing our life, O God, to do the work of yours. O God, with a thankful heart and with a song of praise, we worship you, Jesus. We adore you, O God, as we are in your presence. O God, fill us and guide us and lead us, Lord, in the way that you want us to move in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for this time of a prayer. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Salvation, for the forgiveness of sin, for the deliverance, O God. O Lord, for the provision, for the privileges, for the favor that we have from you. For you are the one who heals us, who delivers us, who strengthens us, who supports us in all our troubles. You neither leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We thank you, God, for your church and your people. To the Lord, I love to be in your presence, with your people, singing praises and adoration unto you. Do you love to be in the presence of the Lord?
Amen.
Clap your hand to him. stand by your grace, O God. We stand by the blood of Jesus. We stand against all the works of the devil and the enemy and the Antichrist and those who oppose the truth, O God. I pray, O God, Lord, you promise, O God, and you say, O Lord, I'll build up my church and the gate of Hades will not overcome it. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. And Lord, you promise, you say, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Yes, O God, heal our land, and forgive sin.
And humble themselves and turn from
confess our sins, O God, as we humble ourselves in your hand, as we seek your face, Lord, heal our land, forgive sins, O God, heal our land, Father, heal our land, hear our cry and turn our nation back. Then our nation, O God, bow to you, Lord, heal our land. Hear us, O Lord, and heal our land. Forgive our sin and heal our broken land. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the healing, O God. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin, O Lord. We thank you for the atonement of Jesus' blood in our life, Lord. Here we are, Lord, committing ourselves once again in your hand. Yes, O God, we commit ourselves today in your hands. Lead us. Lead us and guide us, O God, to serve you, to do the very things that you want us to do. Jesus, I believe in you. I commit my life to serve you. wash him, O God. Lord, thank you, O God. Thank you for feeding us today with your Spirit. You have comforted us. You have forgiven us and you have healed us. Jesus, we believe in all your promises and we commit ourselves once again, O God, with all our heart to walk with you wherever you go. We give you the full authority to lead us to do your will and fall. In whatever circumstances, we trust in you. O God, you will neither leave us. You will neither forsake us, O God. And today, we declare, O God, we will live our life for you and for you alone. O God, I pray to comfort those among us who are in need, O God, to help them, O God, to strengthen them with your grace and your mercy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your grace and your support unto us, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to lead us, continue to heal us, continue to guide us, continue to protect us to do the very work of yours. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost of yours, the precious Holy Spirit. The Almighty God, Holy Spirit, refill us once again and equip us to go on and serve you and do the very work of yours. To evangelize, to make disciples, to heal the sick, to heal the lepers, to mend those who are brokenhearted, O God, to proclaim the years of the freedom of the Lord, to proclaim your second coming, to proclaim your death and resurrection from the dead. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Jesus, we believe in you, and we trust you all our lives. We thank you, God, and we bless you, Jesus. Continue to anoint the rest of our service, our tithes and giving and our offering, O God, and the message, your word, let your name be glorified and lifted up. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap your hand to the Lord. Let's be seated. It's time to bring our tithes and our offering into the storehouse of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, and verse 10 to verse 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And approve me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be a room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's collect our tithes and offering and our first fruit to God. The more you give to the Lord, the more you will be blessed. When you withhold your tithes and offering and first fruit to bring to the Lord, the blessing of God will stop. The floodgates of heaven will be closed, and also the devourers will start to penetrate your life. Lord, we thank you for this tithe and offering, O God, that your people had brought into your house with gratefulness, with a thankful heart, O God. Use it, O God, for your glory. And I pray for those who gave. O God, I pray. Thousands upon thousands of blessings upon them, O God, so that your promise, the floodgates of heaven, shall be fulfilled in their life. It will be very powerful. Not allow pestilence or fine or accident or sickness to come on them. I pray also, God, for those who are having financial constraint and debts, help them, O Lord, to pay their debts. Provide for them. O God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray also, God, for those who are withholding their tithes and offering, thinking, Lord, that your church will be in need because they are not giving. Lord, I trust you. O God, you will bless us more, O God. You will support your church and your work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Our eyes is on you. We trust you, O Lord. And I pray, multiply this money as you multiply the 5 bread, loaves and the 2 fish. And you fed 1,000. I pray you multiply, let 1,000 be fed with your word and the truth of your word. We thank you, God, and we bless you. Let's all pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. We will continue our series. Blessed are the meek. Matthew 5. And verse 5, the Lord will say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. As God had promised a blessedness for the meek, as we continue to study scriptures and commit ourselves to be living as humble and meek, God will give us a blessing. When we commit ourselves to live not for any reputation or title or to boast about anything, as we take the form of servants, we are willing to serve. As we delight in the infirmities of man, we are not ashamed that whatever weaknesses we have, we trust that God will give us the strength to continue to serve Him. As we willing to do whatever God the Creator, who had created us, whatever He will tell us, as we are willing to do and obey, as Jesus obeyed death, even death on the cross, He obeyed it. As we are willing to go through the narrow way and obey what God wants us, God will bless us. God promised a blessing for the meek. When we are willing to associate with people of low position, when we don't revenge, when we are willing to forgive and forget, when we are willing to receive once again those who repented and help them to be restored, help them to back to the life that God wants them to be, when we are willing to help those who are coming back and show them the plan of God, as we are willing to suffer for Christ and for the people who are willing to follow Him, God had promised a blessing to the meek. God had promised provision, abundant provision, had promised peace, had promised guidance and teaching, and had promised also the Lord that He will give us joy. God will give us deliverance from our troubles and from our enemies. God had promised salvation for the meek. God had promised also that the gospel will be preached to the meek. God had promised also that He will give us lifting up and a promotion as we continue to humble down in His hands. Let's move further and we discuss certain scriptures that we learn how to handle our relationship in the ministries and with the people who are around us. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, and verse 1, while Paul was appealing to the Corinthians with certain teaching, he gives them the example of the meekness of Christ. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in the presence I am base among you, but being absent, I am bold toward you. He was appealing to them to humble themselves, to accept the teaching to accept the instruction he was appealing to them by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. He told them, when I am there with you, I am base among you, but being absent, I am bold toward you. Paul had the attitude of meekness and gentleness, and also Paul has the attitude of to be a stern person, a strict person. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we need to hold both these criteria. We need to be meek and gentle, but also to be wise as servants. And we also have to be firm and strict in a certain area as the Holy Spirit leads us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 21, Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians to choose, what will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love and in the spirit of meekness? He told them, you choose what you want me to be, to come to you. Shall I come to you with a rod? Now this is one of the hard things of Paul. He told them very clearly, do you want me to come with you with a rod, to spunk? And that's the New Testament. Or what you prefer, I will come gentle or in love and in meekness. We need to have the same as the Holy Spirit leads us. Certain time we need to be like this, certain time we need to be like the other way, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. But from inside, we should be ready with our meekness to help those was coming back. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, the word of God says, say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now what he say here, if somebody have done wrong, if he has been caught into a fault or mistake, he need to be restored and dealt with the spirit of meekness. You know, if someone did fault or sin, need to be dealt with. I'm not saying here that you will compromise. Certain time, we are just moved, not we are dealing with sin, but we just want to revenge. Or out of our anger, we are dealing with the issue. But we forget that when we deal with certain issues and mistakes or sins, when we deal with it based on our anger or revenge or our jealousy or our greed or our wrong motive, we think that God cannot see these things. Amen? He says here, deal with it with the way of meekness. Because otherwise, if you will not be meek, it will have an opposite effect on the person who had done wrong. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25, Second Timothy. Chapter 2. Chapter 2 and verse 5. Let us read it together. The word of God says, in meekness, in instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. Now here in meekness give an instruction to those who he did not say those who oppose you. Those who oppose themselves. There are times when people they oppose us, they are not aware that they are opposing themselves. We need to instruct them. 2 Timothy chapter 5, chapter 2, verse 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. God is the one who will give them repentance. But we need to do our part toward them and give them the instruction in the meek and gentle way. Let's go to Proverbs chapter Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 15. The word of God say, by long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. How we break the bone? We use hammer, no? In the kitchen, when you want to break bone, we use hammer. But he said in the Bible, if you want to persuade somebody, you use a long, forbearing, soft tongue. I'm not saying here to compromise. But the language that I need to deliver the instruction, that should be gentle. That should be in a meek way so that the prince will be persuaded. I'm not saying that we should flatter. Amen? I'm not saying here that we should at war so that we'll make the person happy. No, I'm not speaking that. I'm speaking we need to tell the truth. We need to give the instruction in a meek way with a soft tongue so that the people will be persuaded and God will find an easier way for them to repent and come back to the truth. Most of the time when we are angry, we are controlled with our anger, with our revenge. And that's why we have opposite result when we deal with issues. May the Lord teach us through His Word and equip us to do the work of Him well. And certain time when we are when we are called to to speak up, to defend ourselves. I'm not saying that we should go and defend ourselves, but when certain time we are called to speak up. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, how we need to answer questions or accusations, how we need to deal with it. Apostle Peter taught, First Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, he say, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. When we are called to speak up, we need to show why we live this way, what is the reason behind our hope in God, in Christ, how we need to speak it, in meekness and fear of God, not with arrogance and showing off. That is how the Lord wants us to speak up the truth. And even in our relation with one another, meekness should be there. Number one, and two or three that disturb the spirit of meekness is boasting, showing off. Second, boasting, showing off, and pride, one. Second is anger. Third is jealousy. That's why when these components are there, there is no meekness and there is bad results. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, Book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2. How our relationship with one another should be in a family. Most of the time there are friction, there are intolerance, there are flare-up. But what he say here, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Carry one another in love. This we will be able to do when we are in a meek status, when we are adopting the attitude of to be a meek person. In the book of Titus, chapter 3, I pray that God will use His Word to change our life and to transform us. Book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 2. Meekness, not only between one another as a family of God, as a church, or inside each and every family, but meekness also needed when we are with the outsider. And what you say, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. I'm not saying here to compromise, but I'm saying that we need to speak the truth in a meek attitude, without boasting, without pride, without revenge, or without anger. If these things will go away from our attitude, meekness will be appearing. But as long as there is anger, as long there is pride, as long there is boasting, as long there is jealousy, meekness will not be appear in our attitude in our relationship with one another. Worldliness or lust for worldly things, that will not allow meekness to be clear. In the book of Galatians, we will be differentiated from the non-believers by the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The believer will be differentiated from the non-believer by how much he has fruit of the Holy Spirit. And one of the important fruit is meekness. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12 say, put on, therefore, what we need to put on, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels from things feeling from inside, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Here Apostle Paul here, he not only mentioned meekness, Galatians chapter 3 verse 12. Galatians chapter 3 verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. So, these are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Inside, bowels of mercies, compassionate, kindness, good deed toward those who are in need, humbleness of mind, not to be high-minded, meek in attitude and character, and willing to suffer. This is how to differentiate us from those who are non-believers. In James chapter 1 verse 12, James chapter 1 verse 12, verse 21. Apostle James instruct us, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. You know, when we accept the Word of God, when we accept the teaching, when we don't rebel against the Word of God, this Word of God will save us. But the sign that when we accept the Word of God, it means that we have developed the meekness. When we start to obey the Word of God, then we are showing meekness toward God and toward man. Because he say here, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. You know, have you heard many people, have you seen many people? And you may say, they know the truth, but why they don't do it? Because there's no meekness. They are pride. Even they know you are correct. The Bible is correct. What you say is correct. Why they cannot accept? Because they don't have meekness to receive the Word of God that can save them. And why they don't have meekness? Because they have boasting, worldliness, showing off, pride, anger, revenge, retaliation from inside, their jealousy and envy. That's why meekness is not appearing. That's why the Word of God cannot accept, because they don't have meekness. 1 Timothy chapter 6. When we accept the Word of God, it means that I'm willing to follow the Word of God and instruction of the Bible, it means that we have meekness. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I think this message makes things clear to you. What is inside you? What you need to fix in your life? Book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 And verse 6 to 10, the Apostle Paul is warning Timothy about the love of money and worldliness. He reminds him to be content. But godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which have drawn men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kind of evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. In verse 11, I will read what final instruction was speaking to him about money and those who love the money. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and finally he taught him meekness. When we have meekness, when we are humble, then that is the proof that we have also had escaped the love of money and the worldliness and desire of other things. And in James chapter 3 and verse 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. When we show meekness, it means that we had received the wisdom of God. And also when we show that we have the wisdom of God, it means that we have also meekness. The scriptures, it make us see ourselves very clear how to be meek and how to walk in meekness and humility, humbleness in mind and meekness in the attitude. Sometimes our attitude is meek, but our mind is still high. God wants both to be touched by the Holy Spirit. How God will touch? When we allow Him. Let's all stand and let us allow Him. Lord, thank you for your word to us. I pray, Lord God, that your word will change your people. Pray now for yourself. Confess your sin, as the scripture shows, boasting, pride, anger, revenge, you want to retaliate, wrong motive, all these things will block meekness. Be willing that you will have a humble mind. Yes, O God. So that healing will go into your life, in the life of your family, in your relationship, in the church, to the non-believers around you, to those who are away from God, to the ministry, there will be a blessing. Tell him, Lord, into your hands, I commit once again, O God. I'm coming back to you, Lord. I humble myself, I accept instruction. I will walk into your ways, O God. I commit once again in your hand, O God. I bless you, Lord. Bless your people, O God. And change their life and their ways as they repent of their sins. And be willing to be transformed.
It changes.
with all I am, Lord. We will serve you, God. We will worship you. We will follow your way. If for us and if with us, provide us and go before us. Oh Lord, fight the battle. Give us wisdom how to speak and do the work of yours. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name. I thank God for your word to us. Constant prayer for the people that have been changed. Oh God, for the fruit. Oh God, that you will come to harvest, whether here in other places. Oh God, bless your church. Help, oh God, your people. Bless them, oh God. Continue to watch over each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Send your word. Make it, oh God, reach beyond these walls to the different parts of the world, oh God, where your church has extended. Oh God, bless us. Bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, Lord, that you have with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the sweet Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.